I took French for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years of my of my life throughout high school and college. And guess what? I'm still not fluent. I want to go to Paris and talk to someone in French, in France, en français, and not have them switch to English.
I was just in a Spanish-speaking country, and man, some of my friends, their language skills, they blew me out of the water. I was just out of my depth. And I said, you know, I really would love to be able to speak as well as these people abroad. What a delightful skill to have to be able to do so. So maybe I need to get into my Rosetta Stone era.
They're the most trusted language learning program, and you can use it on desktop or as an app. They've been trusted for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. They got Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and more. They immerse you. They don't do English translation, so you really learn to speak. You listen, you think in the language. It's very intuitive. You pick a language, you start with words, then you move on to phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
Whoa.
And their app has a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. They're convenient. Like I said, they have a desktop and an app option, and you can have a lifetime membership, which includes all 25 languages for all the trips you're going to take, all the language needs that you have in your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Who Weekly listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/who. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/who today.
You will drain it. They want to know.
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber. Hey.
And Priscilla Presley announced the death of her horse.
On the blast?
On her Instagram.
It's equally funny. It's funny that she announced the death of her horse. I mean, it's not funny. RIP her horse, whatever. But it's funny that the blast just literally tweeted Priscilla Presley announced the death of her horse.
She just announced it.
Like, how would you even blast up that? Like, they are just, they're like TMZ and they get the hand-me-down. So it's like Priscilla Presley announced the death of her horse.
It's truly like, because it was started by a TMZ person, right? So like his name didn't stay on every email list, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when you get PR emails where it's like, hi, everyone. Like, it's me, Sydney. And like, you've never met this person.
Yeah.
And it's like, unfortunately, my time at like Cooper... like Cooper Wilson and like Bloom has come to an end, and I'm moving on to like Weber Finger and like Shoe. Can you believe it? Update your contact information.
Yeah,
it's like I've
never
heard of
you.
I'm never updating
my
competition. Like, no. So these are the only people who have updated their contact information.
It's just great,
it was like Priscilla Presley.
If you click it, the headline is Priscilla Presley's beloved horse died at Graceland, and then the article is like, you know, two words. You know, long probably just says Priscilla Presley is mourning the loss of a loved one after one of her prize horses passed away, which makes it seem like it's not the horse that is the loved one, but like I won't get into it. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's fine. And the first comment is,
fortunately,
the first comment is, I'm sorry for the loss of Max. P.S. Not his widow, which I think means Priscilla. Like, this person doesn't like Priscilla.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the weirdest things about this is on her Instagram, it says it's a photo of her being nuzzled by her two dogs, Max and Bo, Max and Ridley, excuse me. No, Boz and Ridley. Max is the dead horse. It said, after hearing the sad, sad news from Graceland this morning that Max, one of our horses, had just passed, both of, so she's at her house, like out of sight, out of mind. Like, she doesn't live at Graceland. Both of my dogs.
Isn't Graceland like a
Boz,
museum?
It's like a museum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't live there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of my dogs, Boz and little Ridley, immediately rushed over to comfort me. So they like, they sensed the death, and
yeah,
they sensed
course.
That Priscilla needed something.
Of course.
My cousin Ivy was clearing her emails and caught this touching photo of their concern with my grief. I will mix Max tremendously. His story I will always hold dear to my heart.
Yeah.
What's the story? We don't know the story.
Of the horse?
No. Apparently there's this story about Max, and I don't know the story.
It's also weird because literally, if you just go to the blast, like half the stories are about horses. It's like a picture of Brody Jenner and Josie Canseco on horses. Like Kim Kardashian like rides horses in Wyoming. Like what's with horses?
Where was the blast when Luck was around?
Luck.
The horse show that HBO was like, never mind.
Oh,
remember?
Oh, because they was like, they were killing all those
every
horses.
Every horse was dying and they were like, shut it down. And they just like
well,
ended it.
Clearly I forgot about it. So it worked.
Who was in it? It was like Joan Allen.
They're like,
and
Priscilla
like
Presley, please leak the horse dying now. Like,
Martin
we need it now.
Martin Sheen, I think.
Okay, amazing.
Wasn't it Martin Sheen?
Can we talk about a successful release
apparently,
of the weekend?
Apparently, Priscilla Presley is one of her biggest pet projects is promoting...
horses?
How do I put this? She promotes the need for us to protect our horses. She's very anti-horse abuse.
Well, so who's like, pro-horse abuse?
Isn't Alec Baldwin? Wasn't that the whole thing?
What?
About like... You know that, well, I'm saying horse abuse in quotes because people, that's the fight, like, right? Handsome cabs, are they horse abuse or
right.
not?
But the question is, no one's like, I love abusing horses. Cabs. People are like, I think that this isn't actually abusing horses. And people
yes,
are like, it
yes.
is. Yeah. Obviously,
she's
I'm not
like,
that,
everything's horse abuse.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Tell us, talk about a successful release. Let's stop talking about this dead
that's
horse
what I
name
tried
next.
To transition you into. The
I'm all shook up about this.
I tried to transition you into Hustlers, but you wouldn't take the bait. You wouldn't take the carrot I was reaching out to you as if you're
speaking
a horse.
Speaking of being all
oh,
shook up.
Oh, but you
up.
Have to do it. Uh-huh, yeah.
I said, speaking of being all shook up, I'm using an Elvis transition.
I got it. You're shook about Hustlers?
Yeah, but also they're strippers, so they're shaken.
Okay, but...
do you get it?
I get it, but I think it's better Hustlers? That you'd be shook by Hustlers.
I'm both.
No, Hustlers is incredible. Best movie of the year, aside from The Farewell, incredible. Lauren Sclafaria, my meddler queen, like, does it again. She does it again, and she's a legend, and praise her.
It's funny, her first movie, Seeking a Friend at the End of the World, fine.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, good.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it being like, okay.
Yeah.
The Meddler, incredible.
Incredible.
She's really, you know, she's honing her form.
Yeah.
It's an autobiographical
yep.
story.
Uh-huh.
It's like it's a very like typical sophomore effort,
yeah.
you know.
She directed that too, right? She wrote and directed it.
Yes.
Yeah, incredible.
Then Hustlers.
Yeah.
Stratosphere.
Amazing. And also just like watching that movie, it's so apparent how hard they had to fight to make Bad Opinions stay out of changing that movie. Like, how many bad opinions did they have to fight away from that movie of higher ups being like, here are my notes. They're like, no, you can't. You don't get those notes. Like,
the
you don't
only
get that.
Reason
you don't
I think
that
maybe there weren't that many bad opinions is because it was so cheap. You
yeah.
know, like the
right.
first bad opinion
right.
was like, we're only going to give you $20 million.
Right. Right.
And she was like, fine.
Right.
J-Lo
right.
was like, I'll do it for 5 cents.
It's $20 million.
Fine.
Right, exactly. And it's like, Cardi's like, I'll do it for free. I'm doing 45 minutes.
Cardi's
Lizzie's like, I'll
scenes,
do it for free. Yeah.
Yes, everyone in the poster, it's like, we all knew that most of those people, like Lizzo,
no.
Cardi B, they were going to be cameos.
Right.
But like, they're extended cameos. Lizzo maybe has like three lines. Cardi has two very funny
yeah.
scenes.
Yeah.
And Kiki and Lily Reinhart are the stars of the show.
Yeah.
Lily Reinhart, hilarious.
Hilarious.
Kiki Palmer, we knew she's hilarious.
I mean, he could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
But like Lily Reinhart surprised
so who,
me.
So I guess that in, you know, we do talk about stuff that's outside just who's and them's things. But I would
mm-hmm.
say for this one, who are the who breakouts of this movie? I would say Kiki Palmer.
Kiki and Lily Reinhart.
I could say Kiki Palmer. Lily was quite good too. But I do think if I was like, who are the who's that are going to like, I think Laureen and Kiki are like the two like people you maybe have never heard of that are now going to get so much work, so much recognition for this.
But you are so, I mean, the that's whenever you're done hyperventilating over Jennifer Lopez. You
I
know,
mean,
like,
duh. No, I mean, we knew. If
no,
you
I
knew,
know. I think we
knew,
just we have to mention
she's
it.
The draw. But I would say like the unexpected, like just star of this show, let's just say is Kiki Palmer, who
yes.
you maybe had never heard of. You know, Constance Wu's in the news constantly. Huh? You've heard about Jennifer Lopez. You know Cardi. You know Lizzo. Like, you know these things. But Kiki, maybe who's
you remember
third,
Save the Last Dance.
Yeah, Kiki's fourth build and steals so many of the scenes. Does so many jokes.
She's so funny. And she gets one of the biggest laughs of the whole movie when she runs away.
Yeah, in her
the scene
in
where
the
she
jean,
runs away.
In the jean bathing suit that
in
makes
the
a comeback.
Suit.
That's I cracked when I saw that jean bathing suit.
When I realized that was the jean bathing
you
suit,
cracked.
I was like, wow.
It was incredible. Let's get her in this jean bathing suit, please. And that's real. She really does. In the article, it talks about how Ramona to this day is still working on a bathing suit line.
She brought in all those little things from the article.
Yeah,
even the
everything.
Even the, I mean, it was literally everything.
Everything.
I mean, down to the setting of Constance Wu's house. That's how she describes the house.
Yep,
the
everything.
Whole thing
everything
is so
when
meticulous.
J-Lo is arrested at the ATM. Sorry, it's not a spoiler. Don't worry about it. It's the exact same scene. The exact mm-hmm. same scene with the money leaving her hand. The tracking shot with the tanning bed that goes into the house. I'm screaming.
Oh, the tanning bed.
I was screaming.
I was surprised that J-Lo had as much screen time. I sort of expected her... contribution to this movie to be kind of overplayed in the trailers. No, but she's like,
she's the star.
Fully the star. She's, I mean, Constance Wu is, it makes sense that Constance, like, all the drama aside, it does make sense that Constance Wu would get top billing because this is her story.
That's what I said, like, too. And people are very much, people Constance were disagreeing Wu. With me. And I was like, I'm not trying to be like, I know me you either. Are right. Like, J-Lo is the star. She flew away with this. But let's talk about the actual story. It is the story from the perspective of Constance Wu. Like,
it is her story.
So it makes sense that her. She might say reasonably, I want the lead billing, you know, because maybe mm-hmm. she also knows that this movie is not, she's not going to be remembered for this one. This is J-Lo's film. It's not her yeah. film. Yeah.
One thing I will say is the one thing that I, that the most glaring inconsistency between the movie and the piece is that Constance Wu's character in the piece is extremely unreliable.
Yes.
Like, the whole piece is written as though, you know, in yes. italics with quotes.
Well, in the
it's
end,
like
she says
she is the most untrustworthy yeah. person yes. alive. But in this, Constance Wu is like entirely believable, entirely sympathetic. She does not play it no. as a liar. She does not no. play it. She
and
plays it entirely
know,
straight.
She could have played it as a liar. And I kind of would have liked that. You could. I love yeah. the idea when she turns off the recorder and you don't hear any sound. Why not mm-hmm. twist it to
oh,
be like,
great.
Is this a reliable person? Maybe not. Because you had that meta narrative of like her calling her back after the story and being like crying and whatever. You could twist in a little bit of like, is this true? Is it false? Like, whose story it is to tell, you know? I mm-hmm. thought that would have been like, and that's the, in the piece, you're right. Like, she calls her at the end and goes, this isn't real. And she tells the fact checker this, I made up the whole thing. And yeah. then Jessica Pressler, who wrote the piece that this is based on, had to call her and be like, you were not lying. I double checked everything. I fact checked this whole thing. You're not lying. Why would you do this? And yeah. she kind of was like, I want to write my own story. Like, I don't want, I changed my mind. Like, just, you know, tried to fuck yeah. over the whole thing, which, you know,
great
doesn't
movie.
Fit as well into the movie narrative. So I understand. But
my favorite tweet so far about the movie was, I believe it was from Hunter Harris, the writer at Vulture. And it was that clip, that like Mimi clip from Little Women Atlanta.
Yeah.
And
it, yeah.
It's
I saw
like
it too.
It's Miss
yeah.
Juicy. And then yeah. one of the other cast
yeah,
members.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah,
remember
yeah,
who.
Yeah, yeah.
But also Miss Juicy is the only name I know.
Yeah.
But it's the caption was something like Martin Scorsese and Steven Soderbergh after seeing
yes.
like Laureen Scafaria's Hustlers.
Yes.
And it's her saying, what the hell are we going to do now?
Yeah.
What the hell are we going to do now?
And then like the other cast members like, yeah. I don't know. It's extremely funny, but it's like a dramatic,
it's great.
A crime movie.
It's incredible. It's I got to say,
it's
like,
tense.
It's what
wonderful.
Ocean's 8 should have been. It's what everybody wanted Ocean's 8 to be. And it's the next step from Girls Trip, which was an unexpected breakout comedy success that was not a huge budget, but did amazing, made the most money. This is a similar thing, maybe a little bit more into the drama league, but like this, people did not expect this from this movie.
Jennifer Lopez, incredible. Everyone talks about the scene on the roof where she's wearing the fur. Ugh. I mean, instantly iconic. Everyone's going to be wearing that at Halloween. My favorite, the scene where I was like, you're amazing, is the Christmas scene
yeah.
where she tells the really long story yeah. at the Christmas table. I was like, you are incredible.
You're incredible.
You're incredible.
You're incredible. You're incredible.
We could talk about this for an hour. Also, Jennifer Lopez's biggest opening ever.
Incredible.
Made over $33 million.
Yeah, they, you know, let's not even talk about the Goldfinch.
Goldfinch flopped.
Ansel Elgort needs to now step it up for West Side Story a little bit more because no one's seeing the Goldfinch. One of the worst.
From Box Office Mojo, it says one of the worst 10 openings for a film debuting in over 2,500
Yikes.
Theaters. And I clicked
I'm
on it.
I'm going to see it.
I know you are. I clicked on it and it was like, these are the top 10 wide releases of all time since 1982, excuse me.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be in the top 10 of things. These movies, I'm just going to go down this list. Can you name one person in any of these? Friend Request, can you name a cast member?
No.
No?
No.
Me either, because like no one famous was
yeah.
in it. It came out 2 years ago.
Okay, keep going.
Life Itself.
Duh, yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, the Amazon flop.
Who's in it? Name one person.
Oscar Wilde. Nope. Oscar.
Olivia Wilde. Have a good day at work, Oscar
okay,
Wilde.
But Oscar,
okay,
Oscar. Whatever.
Olivia Wilde. Oscar Isaac and Olivia Wilde.
I mix them up.
Victor Frankenstein came out 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Two very famous people in it.
Yeah, the Frankenstein and the Frankenstein's monster.
Daniel Radcliffe and James McAvoy.
Incredible.
Next up, Won't Back Down.
Oh,
two very famous people.
Yeah. What's her face?
7 years ago.
Yeah, what's her face? Was yeah.
They're teachers.
Yeah.
And they're like, we won't back down.
Yeah. Who is it?
Viola Davis and Maggie Gyllenhaal. The Rocker, 11
oh,
years
Mark
ago.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg. Love it. Classic.
No. That's Rockstar.
Oh, what's
this? Is The Rocker.
Oh.
Rainn Wilson. It was,
oh.
They were like, oh, dude from Office will be a star.
Huge flop.
And he wasn't.
Huge flop.
Lucky you.
This is actually an amazing list because it's the movies that people thought were going to be big but weren't.
Well, these are very, like, to use the blank check phrase, movies that don't exist.
Yeah.
These movies don't exist. Yeah. Okay, Lucky You, from the director of my favorite, In Her Shoes, and weirdly, L.A. Confidential, and The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, Curtis Hanson, and The River Wild.
I don't know.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, you're right. Banna. That was the one with...
They were like, we play cards. Yeah.
Terrible movie.
Yeah.
Probably her worst. Oh, that's hard. That'd
Captive
hard
State, which I'd never heard of. It came out in March of this year.
No,
Aliens.
Never.
Vera Farmiga.
Oh.
Who knew? Yeah. I didn't know. Father Figures. Queen is in this.
Who?
She didn't win last year. Father Figures came out 2 years ago.
What is it?
Glenn Close. Glenn Close and Ed Helms. And it was like the poster where they're all there. And you're like, what is this?
I have no idea.
It's all these dudes and then her. And it's like, well.
Yeah.
And then what else is on this tube? Oh, Hoot. Kids movie.
Yeah. Owls.
Anyone? Yeah.
No.
Luke Wilson.
Anyone?
Joe Somebody.
Who?
18 years ago.
No.
Who's Joe Somebody? Tim Allen.
No.
And that's it. So it's going to be among the pantheon.
That's an
okay?
extremely
Isn't
good
that crazy?
List. That's a good
that's
list.
Crazy.
But that's sad for Goldfinch.
It's not sad for anyone.
Okay.
No. Donna Tartt is out here like smoking a
yeah,
cigarette
Donna
being
Tartt.
Like, they made a film.
Yeah, it's true. Donna Tartt's like, it's out? What? She signed the rights over this maybe 1,000 years ago. You know, like she has not.
Fanning herself with like her Goldfinch money. Although it's probably even not even that much money.
No.
But writing a new novel like on a typewriter. No, how does she write? No. Probably on a typewriter.
No, she like, you know, she just like thinks it and appears or something.
There's a who's Ansel Elgort? Whatever. She's like from Baltimore. I don't know why I'm giving her a voice, but like that's Donna Tartt. Come on. Let's not kid ourselves.
Fucking Donna Tartt. Okay, let's get into some God.
It's out. It's so funny.
This preamble.
She's on like a chaise lounge on some
It's out?
lawn. It's out.
Brett Easton Ellis is like calling her like he's on the line. She's like, no, I don't want to take Brett's call. Like, I don't know why they went to call. I don't know why.
They went to Bennington.
Right. But I don't know why.
Brett, I'm so saddened by this Goldfinch news. We must take a journey to Bennington.
Why
we must
that?
Wander the grounds and reminisce.
Julian's going to call me and be like, I don't know
Get
what you guys
here.
Were doing with this Bennington
oh, God,
bit.
Yeah, Julian.
She'd be like, you have to stop with the Bennington bit. Please, I beg of you.
There was some Donna Tartt thing where she was like, the best moment of my life was Bennington. Nothing will ever compare to Bennington.
I fully read the entire oral history of Bennington, like of the authors at Bennington.
Oh, it was like
and
her,
I was like,
Brett
this
Snells.
Is
who was there? Franzen was there?
Yeah,
too?
Like everybody was there. And like Brett Easton Ellis was like so cool. And like Donna Tartt was like so cool.
So you have 3 novels and how many years invested in 3 novels?
Well, so it's been 30 years. They've been a decade each.
How many books can you write?
I guess not many if I keep going
well,
this
five would
devastatingly
be good, wouldn't it?
Slow pace.
Shout out to Donna Karen. Doesn't know who Halsey is.
Well,
Donna Karen.
Who does?
Sort of canceled a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Still, she's still canceled.
She was
but
like,
she
what? Harvey
Halsey
Weinstein
is,
like is fine? Is that what
she
said?
Yeah, she
said?
Was like, oh, the women dressed like sluts, so it's their fault for getting
oh
assaulted.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, Donna Karen. But then she apologized.
Yeah, I'm sure she
Point
did.
Point is, she doesn't know who Halsey is.
To be fair, I'm not even trying to be rude, but like, I'm not like, we were supposed to expect Donna Karen, who's how old, supposed to?
Not knowing who Halsey is should never make a headline. I don't care who you are.
Who's Halsey? Is that Halsey? Karen asked, page 6, pointing at a guest who is definitely not the star. That's funny. Karen asked, I think my granddaughter does know who she is. I'm sure she's great. Same. Amazing.
Who do you think the guest was? Do you think it was a famous person?
Who she thought Halsey was? Yeah, just like some woman.
Do you think it was like Dakota Fanning
some
or something?
Some woman. Could have been Cara Delevingne. It could have been Ashley Benson. Could have been Kendall. Could have been Sookie Waterhouse. Probably was Sookie Waterhouse.
It was Sookie Waterhouse. Yeah. You're right. But Sookie Waterhouse, well, no, she wouldn't even know about the hair.
Like, not for nothing, but I've been impressed since 8 o'clock in the morning. I have a whole day of interviews to do. I'm still doing them. I would never just walk by you and not meet you. So to abuse me like that online is kind of fucked up. I have a lot more interviews to do, and I promise I'm going to meet people. But please don't be mean to me. I have a very busy day, too, okay?
Next up, this is really funny. This is, speaking of Zooey Deschanel, which we will speak of again
we
later at length.
We must speak of her. That's our number one
this,
topic.
The first thing I thought of when I saw this photo of Stranger Things star Joe Keery looking unrecognizable with an Oasis-style bowl cut at the Chanel dinner. Again, obviously, that's a Daily Mail headline. I was like, this is the power of bangs. This is the inverse of the Zooey Deschanel thing.
This
They're
is,
like, what
yeah.
happened to him?
Yeah.
It's literally just the bangs.
Yeah.
That's it.
Also, my my number one issue with Hustlers, which was, why'd she have bangs for 45 years? Nobody would have bangs that long. No one has bangs for that long. Did you agree?
That's true. You know what I haven't done yet? I haven't looked at the real photos.
Of the women?
Are there real photos anywhere? I haven't even Googled it.
Yeah, totally. There's real photos. But
I actually don't want to see. I don't want to see.
So this guy, Joe Keery, was a Stranger Things heartthrob, famously because of his hair. This is not even like...
He's Steve.
Right. But his hair was like Steve's his number hair. One thing.
Your hair receives a lot of ink.
Yes.
These are multiple headlines just about your hair on the show. How to get Stranger Things star Joe Keery's gravity-defying hair. I like this. We need to talk about Steve's hair from Stranger Things again. We already needed to talk about it. We need to talk about it again.
This
you just brought this with you, right? This was not.
My parents have kind of crazy hair. I don't know. Yeah, for a long time, my dad was always on me about, cutting my hair. And, gotta get a haircut. You gotta, gel your hair. You gotta do something to get your hair to stay down. It's too big. Get it down. It looks crazy.
So when you got the part, did you call your dad and give him the news that you were right?
Finally, I'm right.
Did he cut his hair differently or did he just style it differently? This slider.
It looks
ooh, this
shorter
slider
all
is
the
making
side.
Me crazy. This slider
the slider's
is making
so
me.
Good.
Isn't looks... this how you want your hair? The original Joe Keery?
Not the chopped up bangs Joe Keery.
I know.
The original Joe Keery.
Okay. You need a lot of volume for that.
No, I'm growing it out.
I'm not saying you don't have it. I'm just saying it looks like it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
So a lot of people on Twitter were like, what happened to Joe Keery? Because he got styled terribly, meaning they cut his hair on the side, which is a no-go. And honestly, I got to say, without that haircut, he looks like a basic. He's just like a basic dude. The hair was everything. Now we know.
The hair is most of it.
Yeah. The hair was 95%.
His suit is lovely also.
Sure. His
sort
date,
of looks like pajamas.
His
it's like
date
pajama
is the,
suit.
The iconic actress Michael Monroe from one of my favorite films of the past 10 years, The Guest. She's incredible. She was also
She
was also in It Follows, I believe.
Oh, that was her?
Yeah, she's very good. But she hasn't.
Isn't that Dan Stevens?
Yes. She hasn't done. I know you like The Guest is incredible. I haven't seen her anything in a minute, but that doesn't mean anything. I just really like her. I didn't know they were dating, but now I do. Mike, I don't know how to pronounce it, but sure.
So it looks like he cut it for a role, which is always the case. Point is, it looks completely different. This is the power of bangs. People.
But it's true, though. It's make or break. And you know what? It broke.
This next thing I just put in here because Josh sent it to me while I was in the dock and I thought it was funny. Tyler Oakley, YouTube,
funny.
Who wannabe Ellen replacement. Posted a photo of him playing the piano and he's like pretty good and he's like piano update 9 minutes into lessons. It's like cute. Okay, cool. He's getting good at the piano.
Yeah.
Troy Sivan followed up and he said, are you reading sheet music? You're getting so good. And Tyler Oakley said, yes, I am. Let's duet. I'm almost good. And Troy said, no, but keep going.
That's really funny. That's funny.
No, but keep going.
No, that's funny.
Sorry to this man, but no, but keep going is great.
Funny, but it's funny.
There is a follow-up. It didn't end there. Tyler responded like, LOL, you bitch, or something.
Yeah,
I don't
funny.
Know what he said.
That's funny.
And then Troy was like, hee hee.
Trolling Tyler Oakley is a goal.
No, but keep going.
It's funny. No, but keep going.
No, but keep going.
Want a duet? I'm almost good.
I'm supportive, but I want no business with you.
It's funny. No, it's good. It's a good idea. I love it so much.
I'm supportive, but want no business with you is also what Farrah Abraham said to 7-Eleven. No, what 7-Eleven said to Farrah Abraham.
So I got to say, 9-11... every year
always brings out the worst in celebrities.
It does. Celebrities really celebrities and brands should never say anything
They're
or do anything.
What do we do?
Yeah.
What do we do?
It's
the answer is nothing.
They do nothing.
But they're told do everything
because it's
and
like,
it's mostly wrong.
9-11 is like a personal experience for everyone. It's like you choose the way that you want to experience that and remember and do all that. As soon as corporate entities get involved, and I include celebrities in this list, it is a mess. So you have
got LLCs.
Yeah, so you have, Farrah Abraham, who I'm pretty sure did this on purpose. She called 9-11 7-Eleven, which is, it's unbelievable.
So we wanted to do, since it's going to be September 11th, in honor of the Freedom Towers and the Observatory Deck and everything of 7-Eleven, we are going to do this. Wow.
You're still laughing.
It's so funny. It's truly so funny.
It's
Farrah Abraham referred to 9-11 as 7-Eleven, probably intentionally,
to
apologize.
In a YouTube video. She also, in a YouTube video in which she gets free tickets to a World Trade Center tour.
People were a little bit like,
oh, this is
We were a little upset with you about the whole 9/11 thing. You accidentally called it
7/11. No, it actually crushed me that, you know, I think I don't even know my name sometimes. I had a blonde moment. I think my heart was in the right space.
Yeah.
So we had definitely enjoyed 9/11. That was the first time I got to go.
Yeah.
I think me with no makeup and I was super tired. I, September went to like another thing. So
September much seven.
I like had a horrible issue, but I'm very sorry about that, but we loved it. It meant so much to us. How did you love it?
And
the World Trade Towers.
It was super tall.
Yeah.
Lady Liberty View. I mean, that's gorgeous. New York City, we loved it. Fashion Week was amazing. So hopefully she's going to get her own star in the Walk of Fame one day. Right. That's why we're here checking out this.
Do we expect anything else from her?
No, I just, 7-Eleven. I just, it's not, it's too much for me. Okay. So
I'm surprised she didn't say like, never remember in the hashtag. You know?
I know. And then on the other end of the spectrum, meaning on the same end of the spectrum, Kristen Cavallari posted an Instagram that had a caption that was, she wrote, it was a picture of her looking sexy in New York City, and it was
NYC for 24 hours.
No, but it,
and what a time to and what a time to be here. Always remember.
Yeah. So, but it's a picture of her, like, you know.
She has since changed the caption to just read NYC for 24 hours, and she's also since fired the fuck out of her social media person who posted it.
I mean...
Oh, she fired them.
I know, which I almost feel like makes it... Like, you fired someone who clearly, like, needs the job and was, you know, for doing something that clearly you directed. This doesn't make you look good at all. It's unclear how long the staffer was on the job. Like, I also don't believe that she fired anyone, but whatever. I don't believe
it. I want a name.
Yeah.
I want the person who was fired to... reach out to Page Six.
Yeah. I was fired for posting what Kristen Cavallari told me about being sexy on 9/11 on her Instagram.
And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if the true story is a little more complicated, where Kristen Cavallari was like, hey, can you post this photo? I'm going to need a photo. Or she has some directive to post a photo of Kristen every day, you know?
Yeah.
But it was like, Kristen was like, can you also do something, you know, in memory 9/11. Of 9/11?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I'm going to do double duty. It's like a Daily Mail headline. I'm going to put them both in one.
It's like, Kristen Cavallari poses in New York City for 24 hours, .. as she remembers 9/11, as the city remembers 9/11.
Yes.
You know. They're happening at the same time. Maybe not concurrently, but they both happened. Oh boy, we got to move on. I'm already feeling weird. So let's skip right to something even weirder. Felicity Huffman got 14 days in prison.
She's going to prison for 14 days.
Which makes me think that Lori's like, I'm fucked.
Well, I heard from a legal expert, a lawyer in Boston.
Wait, what?
His name is Ed.
Like someone we,
he's
you
my
know?
Friend Suzanne's stepdad.
Oh, I love that for her.
And he's a lawyer. He actually wants to be on the show,
okay.
Honestly.
All right, sure.
I was like, call in. We'll talk to you about
sure.
it. He like knows all the particulars
sure,
about this.
Sure.
I'm going to ask him to call in, actually.
Sure. Just leave us a message. We'll play it.
He's like a talking head on like local Boston
Ooh,
legal stuff.
Boston.
So he knows all about this
love
case.
Love that.
But
a lot
the
of crimes
most
in
interesting
Boston.
Thing I learned about that. He's not on this case at all. He's just like. He knows what's going on.
Uh-huh.
He's a smart old lawyer guy.
Uh-huh.
Apparently.
He's going to love you describing him that way.
Apparently, the reason Lori might be okay.
No.
I'm going to butcher this explanation.
Sure, sure.
But she was charged with conspiracy. And Felicity Huffman pled guilty or took a plea deal for these conspiracy charges. Lori Loughlin's defense apparently is going to be something like, I'm not admitting guilt to conspiracy because conspiracy suggests that you had some sort of agreement with another person, right? Conspiracy just means like more than one person was involved. And she's like, I did this in a bubble. Conspiracy is the wrong charge. And so she's saying she's not guilty of that. And because she has like the money to have good lawyers and because it's not that she's saying she didn't lie to get her kid into college. She's saying she didn't commit conspiracy. You know, like what she did with this guy was an agreement between her and this person.
Interesting.
It wasn't some larger thing involving other people.
Interesting.
And so I mean, again, I might be butchering it.
And she only gets to do that because she's pleading non-guilty, not guilty.
Yes. And so
Felicity
apparently thinks that this might end up being okay for her.
Which is insane. Like, because
originally the news was like, can you believe she didn't take the plea that Felicity did? But that might actually be the smart thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, because it came from him. Anyway, I'm gonna ask him to call in. And we might play it on Friday.
Interesting. Okay.
But
so
yeah,
Felicity's gets
going to
days.
FCI Dublin.
Yeah. And everyone was a little pissed about that because, you know, she got 14 days, but you know, there's a woman who, there's plenty of people who have lied to get their kids into better schools, like the kind of a similar line,
like,
where you,
like public school districts,
yeah,
or something.
Where you kind of lie about your address, like what happened on 9210. Remember that plot line? And they got 2 years in prison for that.
Yeah. So this Vanity Fair story talks about this like black single mother, and it was like, she did this. So, and it was like a much smaller thing. She didn't even spend money.
No.
And she got all these years in prison. Yeah. Well, she got sentenced and she only did 9 days in jail. Right. But so it's this like sort of like this racial divide thing. Right. It's like, this is so unfair.
So Felicity the got Vanity 14 days, but she may really only serve two.
She may not actually serve anything.
She might serve nothing. She might serve just like
she
really
might serve
long.
Nothing.
Yeah.
But if she goes.
Yeah.
TMZ has already provided us with an artist's interpretation of what she's going to look like. And she looks fabulous.
I don't understand why they give her like tanning. Like they kind of make fun of her for being tan or something. Like they're like, you can tan.
Well, they say the prisoners get time upstairs, like they get sun for a couple
hours
a year.
Oh, so she can tan on the
roof. So she can tan? No, it's very sexist what TMZ is doing. Uh-huh. Like, it's not like female prisoners get tan time. No, they get outdoor time.
It's sexist, yeah.
It's definitely sexist.
Yeah.
And this segment is definitely over.
You know, I've tried lots of things to get me to go to sleep in the past, you know, few years. Just a little bit of a push. Got your melatonin, you got your various things. But I've found that of all the things, a little bit of CBD, a little bit of CB distillery, that's getting me.
Goes a long
way. Getting me conked right out and sleeping through the night.
It really is. I love CB distillery. They have... Not all their products are for sleep, some
That's
are for
true.
Relaxation, but like, I love the sleep ones. They say, shh.
Those gummies they sent us, I was in a chill vibe all day when I took two of those.
They're good ass gummies. They're good ass gummies. No, you were. You were like, I took CBD earlier today and I feel chill.
I'm like not operating heavy machinery on those things. You know what I mean? I'm in a good place.
Heavy machinery?
What did I say?
You said heavy machinery, which is good. I like that. I know what you meant. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. They all caps the clean, which means you know it's clean. No fluff, no fillers, just effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. And I'm among those 90%. So if you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. Hooligans have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code WHO, WHO, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code WHO, cbdistillery.com. Lindsay, you introduced this. I can't say it.
So late breaking news. I'm trying to think of where I was when this happened because I definitely screamed it out. And
I was in my kitchen.
I made it uncomfortable for everyone. What day was it?
Friday night. I was in my kitchen and then I yelped.
Where was I? I was about to go see Hustlers.
Mm-hmm. I had just gotten back from Hustlers.
I looked at my phone and saw like a million texts. I turned on my phone after Hustlers maybe.
It was our WhatsApp.
It was our WhatsApp. And I saw all this
me
stuff.
Me freaking out.
And I saw, yeah, oh my God. And I clicked and I said, oh my God. And I said it out loud and everyone was like, what? I mean, some people I with were like, okay. But Zooey Deschanel, who we just talked about for literally filing for divorce from her husband, or the opposite, I forget who filed, whatever, is now dating the property brother that is not married, Jonathan Scott.
Jonathan.
Drew is married. Jonathan's not. They're apparently dating. They were spotted. I mean, here's my other question
about this. The most staged photos of all time. They're so perfect.
They're staged, but
they've transcended parody. I don't know.
Wild.
It's like, it's wild.
I don't think it's weird. I mean, you know, obviously they always make it seem like fresh off her, you know, divorce. She could have been separated from this guy for a long time.
We have no idea.
Like, who knows when this news was supposed to come out? It's weird that these are back to back. If everything is so planned, you would think that they would try and make it like not back to back, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently these two met as they were filming Carpool Karaoke, which if this
like
wasn't cursed enough, this is like proof of curse where it's like...
And the other property brother was there
and
Bones. So Zoe's sister.
Bones was there. Zoe's
it was
sister Bones.
It was Bones and Zoe
and Drew.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
True.
Bones was there.
And what I think is even weirder about this, the story just keeps getting weirder, is that somehow Hollywood Life is scooping up a storm in this one. Who in Hollywood Life is fucking someone. I'm kidding. Who in Hollywood is in the...
It's Bonnie Fuller. Fuller's taking it back. Bonnie Fuller's, it's her big get. It's her first big get in a long time.
This is crazy. She had, not only did she have the original report, she had his comment, and she had Zoe's future ex-husband's comment.
And they have photos of Zooey Deschanel and Jonathan Scott holding hands and walking to Little Dom's in Los Angeles.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Which is literally the restaurant you go if you want pictures taken of you.
It's true. That's where famous people go. And they're doing the walk from the valet parking lot to the restaurant. I can tell. I've done that walk. Walk of shame. Just kidding. It's like fine.
Oh, and they're holding hands and they're looking at each other and then they're looking at the camera and then they're looking at each other again and they're looking at the camera.
Here's my question, though, for you.
What?
Because at first glance, I would say these two are a good match. Super earnest people. Yes. They're into crafts, both of them. They're into
people
working with
like
their hands. They're friendly. They love like...
They're known for being kooky. They're both known for being kooky.
But they're also like good natured, I would say. Like they're both known for like valuing kindness, you know? She's a hard worker.
Is that what Zooey Deschanel is known for? Well, valuing kindness?
Yeah, because you like Hello Giggles. It's like, I like, you know, nice things. Oh, like flowers and like candy and, you know, she's...
Valuing kindness.
She's like Meg Ryan.
You sound like a brand mission statement.
She's like Meg Ryan in...
Here at Who Weekly, we value kindness.
It's true.
Anyway, go
on. But what I'm saying is, they're known for being, you know, they're shameless hard workers. You know, these guys struggle. These dudes decided... They tried to become entertainers no matter how they got there. You know, like I wrote this in the newsletter this week, but like, you know, these guys went through every type of job they could be till they found the one that would make them, famous.
Mm-hmm.
But my second thought was maybe they're not compatible because she really seems like a private person now. And
a private person doesn't post for photos walking to Hollywood life with one of the property
brothers.
But what
I'm saying is they are famously not private. He was in a people spread about trying to find love a mere 4 months ago.
Yeah. And there was that photo. What book was he holding? Like
War
Ulysses?
War and Peace.
Oh, War and Peace.
In a bed holding the book War and Peace, being like, I love to read.
I mean,
he was cheesy.
It worked.
What I'm trying to say is like, I find the Property Brothers to be shameless and really love attention. And Zooey Deschanel seems like for the past few years, she has really not wanted much attention.
Maybe she's missed it.
So maybe she's back.
Maybe she was like, I miss attention.
Yeah.
Hey friends, it's time to reveal my top crocs for the season in 3, 2, 1.
Point is, do you see the thing in the doc?
What?
Scroll down.
Yeah.
Well, there was this one. This caption. They can't keep their eyes off one another. Zooey Deschanel and Jonathan Scott prove their new romance is off to a great start as they head out for dinner at Little Dom's. And then a source told People, it's new, but they're having a lot of fun together. What in the world could that mean? And then, Lindsay, I need you to open up your phone and check a text I'm about to send you.
I love that you do check your text now in advance. You're preparing to send me something.
I did a Photoshop.
To build by her side is such a heavenly way to build. Manic pixie dream home! I screamed away from the mic. Ah! Oh my God.
What if they're gonna get an HGTV show called Manic Pixie Dream?
You have to tweet this with the episode. People have
tomorrow,
to see this. Wait, them walking
to Bill by her side is such a heavenly way to build.
Is this what you did while you were waiting for me to get back from the beach? Is this what you were photoshopped?
Yeah, I did that in the coffee shop.
I'm sorry.
I was like laughing at the coffee
shop.
I'm
sorry. Also, you leaving the Hollywood Life tag on them is iconic.
I couldn't get rid of it.
No,
they put the watermark.
But also,
Hollywood Life knows what they're doing.
Don't sue us because we need to keep Hollywood Life.
Also, I feel like this is enough artistic interpretation to qualify as fair use.
Oh my, you have to send this to Manic Pixie Dream Home. Manic Pixie Dream Home.
If they use that name, I guess I can't really sue them because I didn't create Manic Pixie Dream Girl. The other guy did. But
what would be in Manic Pixie Dream Home, do you think? What kind of like
features? The thing is, it's about their aesthetics combining for like, because we're so used to the Scott Brothers aesthetic, right? All their houses look the same, just like all of Chip and Joanna's houses look the same.
Yeah.
Just like all of Christine El Musso's houses look the same.
Yeah.
What would their houses look like? A little quirkier because Zoe's involved.
Yeah.
And also because Jonathan's like, whatever you want, baby, he's definitely going to be that type.
Yeah, whatever you want,
and then they just go from couple to couple, from couple to couple, and they do it themselves. They do it themselves.
These
it's going to be a completely different aesthetic.
These hard-ass workers. I'm so ready for their QVC line. These two are going to make a lot of money together. I got to say, that's my immediate thought when I see this couple. These two are going to make a lot of money side by side.
They're going to make There, I mean, it's going to be too much. It's going to be uncountable.
I mean, I'm manic looking at this photo. I'm manic without the pixie. I'm just manic. Okay.
Manic pixie dream home.
I can't manic pixie dream
coming
home.
Coming next spring.
Coming this spring to HGTV.
Speaking of shows on TV, there's a show called Saturday Night Live, and they hired two universally beloved comedians who you might be familiar with based on their comedy, their internet presence, their cameos in films. Chloe Bo and Feynman. Yang and what's her name?
Chloe Feynman and Bo Yang. Chloe Feynman does really good impressions on Instagram. They usually like to hire a viral impressionist these days. They really do like to bring in someone who is good at that. She's good.
I didn't recognize her name. I was like, who is this?
Did you look
and then
her
I watched
up,
the videos and I was like, oh, duh.
You've
I've seen all
her.
Of her videos.
Yeah, I've seen them all too.
It's all happening. I obviously still have a cold. But, you know, Mark and I went and got margaritas and chips and guac. And, you know, we're talking, and I honestly think I don't know why I shouldn't host the Oscars. Honestly, me thinking I can't is like internalized misogyny. Also, you guys, I got my hair lightened by Tracy, brows by Christy. I was talking to Jen Gotch, and we think that I, co-hosting with Margot Robbie, would be a maze.
Bowen Yang, you all know Bowen. He co-hosts Las Culturistas.
He was a writer for a while on SNL.
He was a writer for a year.
He wrote some good stuff.
Everyone loves Bowen. He's so funny. And you probably know, I mean, if you don't recognize the name,
he does the lip sync.
What are his Twitter events? He does the lip sync videos.
Can I just say, anyone who listens to this podcast is likely to know who Bowen Yang is.
Everyone who listens to Weekly knows who Bowen Yang is.
But if you don't, it means you have something to discover that you will like because it is a similar aesthetic and you will enjoy it.
He has like a cameo. I guess he has a little role. Did you see Isn't It Romantic?
Yes. He's good in that.
He has like two lines. It's really
funny. The irony of this entire situation is you have those two. Bowen Yang happens to be the first Chinese American cast member SNL has ever had, which is honestly saying that gives me a fever. It makes me so mad.
Yeah. So SNL got really good news for 2 seconds. They were like, we just hired our first Chinese American cast
truly,
member.
But truly, the irony
y'all.
Is they hired somebody who is Chinese and somebody who is racist against Asian people constantly as a bit over and over again. His number one joke
number
is
one favorite
racism.
Bit is to make fun of Chinese
literally,
people.
Literally. And not just like, so this guy, his name is Shane Gillis. Who cares? I'm going to forget it tomorrow. But
it's like, Lindsay, remember when you were like on last week's episode, you were like, yeah, my bit would be Blue Woman Group?
Yeah.
It's like,
that's his bit.
That's his bit.
He
this
goes
is his bit.
Onto podcasts and they're like, we love your bit about being racist to Chinese people. And he's like, yeah, that's a good bit, right? Like, I love doing my bit about hating Chinese people. And it's
yeah, like I'm a rebel. Like, I don't care, man. It's comedy. Like, I ruffle feathers, man.
But it's
what's
just
his name?
So funny.
Does it
that
matter?
Like, it's one thing to, you know, and this is a tough thing, right? Finding a 40-year-old tweet from somebody saying something problematic can be a little bit of a debate, right? It's like, you know, have they learned from that? That was accepted back then, is not accepted now. There's a lot of things. This was literally last year, and literally again and again, he repeats the same terrible slur and racist jokes about Asian people.
Again? I mean, it's truly baffling. I almost feel bad for laughing, but it's crazy.
No, I do feel bad for laughing, but it's absurd how does Lorne Michael not know how to Google? Does no
I love
one...
how you don't know his name.
What's his
That's
name?
So cute.
Lorne Michaels.
Lorne Michael.
What's his name?
Lorne Michael? Lorne Michaels.
Oh, okay. Lorne Michaels.
He's Lorne Michael from now on.
So I'm just saying, like, Lorne Michael has been doing this for like, like 50. I'm not a comedian. I'm not like, I worship Lorne Michaels. Like, hire me. Like, I'm, you know, I'm not doing that bit. That's not my bit.
No.
I'm like out here making.
I'm
like,
sending my packet.
Like, I'm not doing that. Am I sending a packet? Sure. Am I sending SNL packet? No. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Sure. Like,
so anyway, this guy Shane Gillis, whose bit is being racist. Like, you click the video and it's just like slur, 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 and you have to turn it off. I think enough people love Chloe and Bowen. They both have a lot of also not unimportant famous fans. And those famous, like, if these two were any other people, if they were just Joe Schmo, if they were like you and me, and we got hired on
SNL, two dummies.
But like these people have a following and they have like influential followers.
It's all this and is so, always the case though. They always
because of this. But what I'm saying is if they didn't have that, I think Lauren Michael would have been like, I'm not hiring Shane Gillis, and he would have gotten away with it. But I know. I think because of their influence, I don't think he's going to get away
Here's the thing, though. A lot of people said, conspiracy theory alert, that he did it so that he could fire him so that he could look good, which I think is too much to deal with. But
I don't give, I'm not going to give Lauren Michael
and
that
then
much
this guy, Shane Gillis, comes out with fucking Notes App apology, which is like not even an apology.
I'm a comedian who pushes boundaries. 10:43 p.m., by the way. I sometimes miss. If you go through my 10 years of comedy, most of it bad, as if I'm going to go through 1 year of someone's comedy. You're going to find a lot of bad misses. I'm happy to apologize to anyone who's actually offended by anything I've said. No. My intention is never to hurt anyone, but I'm trying to be the best comedian I can be, and sometimes that requires risks. You know what this reminds me of? You know what this is exactly?
Yeah.
This is this is the exact same thing as a YouTube caption. Like if I uploaded like a Charlie XCX song,
sure.
I upload White Mercedes to my YouTube and I put in the caption, no copyright intended, which doesn't even mean anything.
Literally means nothing.
This is just me being like, no copyright intended.
Like no offense.
Yeah, I did this fucked up thing, but no copyright intended.
No, it's me saying, no offense, Bobby, but you're trash. Like no offense, like no offense, like no offense, but...
But it's just like completely getting everything wrong.
It's also insane.
Copyright intended isn't even the right language. Ugh, this guy.
No, this is insane. This apology is not an apology. It's insane. And the Notes app, like he's disgracing the Notes app. This is a disgrace of Notes app.
There is an entire industry, sub-economy of people like this guy who will be fine once they are disgraced by, you know, humane people. You know, the moment this guy is fired from SNL, he's going to get a job co-hosting Joe Rogan's podcast. You know what I mean? Like,
truly,
he's going to go on the circuit with like Sebastian, whatever VMA host, and he's going to be the opener and everyone's going to love him.
And I don't think you have to be, you know, super, super PC and you don't have, you can take risks, but literally repeating a slur again and again as the risk that you're taking is really not quite a risk, is it? Because you're working off of the perceived notion of what that word is, and that is not even something that you're embedding into it. Like,
no.
Like, you are just, oh, I just hate it. I just hate it. And I agree that it's a thin line, and I agree that it's all about perception, but this is
And I agree
really
that nothing
bad.
Is worse than a debate about comedy.
I know.
Talking about
funny.
Comedy is the worst thing in
the
whole fucking world.
Yeah.
It just so happens... This guy really fucking sucks.
And it just sucks that, you know, hiring Bo and Yang to be on the show as a featured player gets, you know, immediately canceled by the fact that they hired this guy.
Yeah. If anything, people will be more excited to like, people are talking about Chloe and Bowen more than they would have otherwise, which is good. It just sucks that that's the reason why.
Vet bills can be expensive, but Spot Pet Insurance can give you up to 90% cash back on vet bills, so you can worry less about high vet bills. Yep, up to 90% cash back on vet bills for unexpected accidents, illness, and even routine care. And with Spot Pet Insurance plans, you can go to any vet you want in the U.S. or Canada. There's no network you need to stick to, so visit your favorite vet, and you can save money on expensive vet bills. That's Spot Pet Insurance. It's no wonder Spot is America's favorite pet insurance. Visit spotpet.com for a free quote today. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Spot Pet Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produce Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. This is an independent ad from Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know. All about the number one who, Lindsay Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
So what's Rita up to? What's Rita up to? She's in the headline of a story about us.
That's crazy. We searched Rita Ora and then we came up.
We came up, Charlie came up, and then Rita came up in a classic Rita post. That was the trifecta when you searched.
What else is there to know?
That's so cool.
What else is there to know?
The Guardian, hooligan Steph Harmon, Stephanie Harmon interviewed us for The Guardian. I kind of didn't know what to expect because this is like, what, almost 2 months ago at this point? I fully expected maybe a little Q&A. No, it's a real little mini profile. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They hired a photographer, which we talked about on our Patreon, True Heads Anew. and it's a real thing. And they're beautiful photos. And I've never liked the photo of me in my life.
I know,
life.
They're good. We don't take good photos.
To be honest, I don't like the second photo.
I love the second photo.
Wild.
You don't look wild.
Winnie looks wonderful. You look wonderful. The table looks fine. It's scratched. My dead palm in the background.
I think it's good.
My, like, truly gross kitchen. But it's fine.
No, it looks good.
Point is, it looks good. The first photo is wonderful.
It looks good.
And Winnie's in a Winnie's
no,
in the
it's
Guardian.
Good. Winnie's in the Guardian. POTUS is missed his opportunity to be in the Guardian.
We talked about how Rita's too busy to care about us.
It's it was great. Sweet.
What else is Rita up to? Let's stop talking about
her.
She
partied with Charli XCX. They get along so well. I really love them together. I think that they make an amazing pair. I think Charli is a great Rita pal. And I think Rita's a fun fucking person to hang out with.
They're MFEO, to quote Sleeps in Seattle.
What
absolutely.
Is that? Made for each other.
Gabby Halpin, made for
each
other.
No, I think they are. I mean, they played chess on a big board.
The funny thing, people were noticing that they set up the chess pieces
wrong. Of course
wrong.
They did.
That's
yeah,
really
they
funny.
Really,
they didn't
really
play chess. They wanted the photo. You do it for the photo.
Yeah, no, come on. So they hung out. I love them as party people. Congrats on Charli, our new album. I think it's really fucking good. I love it. How do you mm-hmm. feel?
The Charli quote is really yeah. funny. I love Rita. She's great. We ended up playing a game of chess. There was a board in one of the rooms and we were like, let's go.
Great.
She said Rita won. No, I love the album. It had been a while since I listened to it in full.
Yeah, because you wrote about it in full again.
Yeah, because I wrote about it and I heard about it. I'm like, you know, when you do that stuff and you have to listen to it in like a room, like at a label.
Yeah, but I think
I
was hearing it driving today and I was like, fuck, this is good. This is great. I'm enjoying myself.
My favorites remain gone.
White
still
Mercedes.
A fave. I love White Mercedes. Love Thoughts. Yeah. Love Official.
You love a Charli ballad.
I love a slow song.
You love a Charli ballad.
I love a Charli
She took some risks. So what else? Rita looks sensational in butterfly print leotard and matching thigh high
boots.
She took the stage in Paris for the penultimate show of her Phoenix World Tour. Oh, she really does look amazing. Oh my God, what is she wearing? Oh my God, what is this?
Wait, I didn't see this.
She's wearing thigh highs and a bathing suit thing and a bucket hat that all are printed with butterflies.
Oh, she looks
amazing.
And
then she's wearing a polka dot. I think I just read this, but a polka dot robe over it. And then she wore that all on stage. Oh, Rita, you look insane. 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 Insane.
It's not just like pattern clashing. It's like the patterns are consuming her.
I've never seen patterns like this before.
In the Matrix when he like puts his hand in the like goo and then the goo like goes all over his body.
What?
It like covers his body.
Sure, okay.
And it's like, and it like covers him up. It's sort of like she dipped her finger in like a pattern and the pattern just started like sucking up her whole body.
I'll let you run with that. She also looked effortlessly cool in a band tee and baseball cap as she enjoys a casual outing in Paris. That's it. She did look cool. She really does look cool. She's wearing a Cher hat.
She's wearing a Cher hat.
Oh my God, a baseball hat that says Cher on it. She's so cool.
I don't know how we could do this. It seems like a lot of work. But what do you think is the most used adjective for Rita Ora? Effortlessly must be one of them.
Maybe. Oh, you want to like go through all of her...
Or adverb, maybe?
Press and like see what people are saying.
That's too much. Like even like the biggest quantum computer is like, I can't do that.
Someone who listens to this...
You want to look through articles about
but
who?
Somebody who listens to this podcast could easily make some sort of computer program to do that, no?
Like a word cloud.
A word cloud.
Of every time the Daily Mail... Let's limit things to the Daily Mail.
Rita Ora, word cloud.
When there is a Rita Ora headline... Pull out the most commonly used words in Rita. That's an easy code, right?
Yeah.
I'm not crash and burn or crash override or whatever. But that seems like easy code.
Would you say I'm not crash override?
I'm not Ruth Marx here, but I feel like that's an easy code.
Use a reference I get.
What's her real name? Ruth Marx. But then Angela. What's her?
Angela Bassett. Angela Bennett.
Angela Bennett.
God. Yeah. That's the next movie that we're going to do commentary for, The Net.
The Net.
Anyways, are we done?
What is the cyber thriller called Nanette about? Nanette finds out that Hannah Gadsby made a career off
you
of her name.
You think Nanette doesn't already know that, my friend?
And no, but that's what the movie's about. And Nanette like starts hacking Hannah Gadsby shit to ruin her life. That's Nanette, but the 1995 cyber criminal movie. Starring Sandra Bullock as Nanette.
Do you know who does an iconic Nanette impression? Chloe Fineman does an incredible Nanette. I'm going to put it right here.
I wrote an essay. Nanette. Bit of an essay. Beginning, middle, end. My people. A lot of people. I've been teaching the art of tension diffusion since I was a children. Lesbians. Feedback. Guys. Opinion.
So I think with that, we should end this podcast. Since,
thank you for listening.
You know, it's...
It's we've recorded for a while. Thank you for listening. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Support us on patreon.com/whoweekly. Bonus episodes every other week, weekly newsletter every at the end of every week. Plus, you got another direct line to us right in the Patreon messages. And also call us at 619-WHO-THEM to leave us questions, comments, and concerns. And we might play your show in a future episode of Who's There, which is on Friday. So see you on Friday. Bye. Thanks for listening. Lauren Michael.
You will drain us.
To be famous.